Come and share the story of Jesus at a wedding.
See, it is headed up the best wine of all. One day there was a wedding in the village of Cana. Jesus' mother Mary had been invited. Jesus and some of the disciples went too. While everyone was celebrating and enjoying themselves, the wine ran out. Mary went to Jesus and told him what had happened. "It is not yet the right time for me," Jesus replied. Mary knew her son was special. She knew he would help in some way. "Do whatever he asks," she whispered to the servants. "Fill these 6 jars with water," Jesus said. The jars were used for washing. They were very large and each holding many gallons of water. The servants filled them with water, and when they had finished, Jesus asked them to pour out some and offer it to the man in charge of the feast. The servants were anxious, but when they poured it, they saw that the water had become wine. The man tasted it and then went to speak to the bridegroom. "This wine is wonderful," he said. "Most people serve the cheap wine last when no one notices. But you have saved the best till the end." The disciples saw what Jesus had done and were amazed. They began to realize that he was no ordinary man. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Hilary. You're on holiday? But one of the things about my husband is he absolutely loves giving toasts. Him and his family, they just love giving toasts all the time at a drop of a hat. So at birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, the cooks, the window cleaner coming, the taxi arriving, all sorts of things. He likes to, you know, they like to give a toast. So I just thought it would be great for us to be able to celebrate together. And every time I say the word wedding, what I'd like you to do is to respond by saying, "A toast." Okay, so should we just have a quick dry run? So, wedding. Marvellous. Fantastic. So, I am going to go to a wedding. You can probably... Oh, God, you're really on the money this morning, aren't you? Right, so, and to that wedding, I need to wear a hat. It's called a fascinator. Fascinator. So my family and friends will be there too. And do you know, I'm so, so excited. Have you ever been to a wedding? A toast. So where was it? Was it in a church? Was it in a hotel? Was it maybe in a field somewhere? And what did you see? So have you ever been, though, to a wedding? My word. So have you ever been to a wedding? Where things have gone a little bit wrong. Yeah, yeah. So I love watching the video clips of whether it's called You've Been Framed or anything like that, but just seeing where things unfortunately don't quite go according to plan, particularly at weddings. But what does it feel like when something really does go wrong? Now, the story we heard read this morning was about that Jesus went to a wedding. And we don't exactly know who was getting married. It may well have been a member of the family. His mother, Mary, was certainly there with friends. And they were all dressed up, similar to a lot of you. And they were looking forward to being able to celebrate for a few days, because weddings then were not short. So the whole village would have been there. Oh, no, we didn't have that. No. So the whole village would have been there. There was lots of food and wine and dancing. The village was rocking like we were when we were doing, we want to see Jesus lifted high. You know, it would have been very much, you know, a rocking, real celebration. And the problem was, disaster was looming. And Mary knew it. Mary was the co-hostess and worried that the wine was running out. That would bring shame to the wedding hosts. Mary told Jesus, they have no more wine. What was Jesus going to do about it? Would he rally the guests and offer some help? Would he check all the clay pots to see if there was any more wine? No. He told his mother he wasn't ready yet. Not ready to show his powers. Not ready to save the day. Yet, surprised that he was now called to do something, he heard his mother tell the servants to do whatever Jesus told them. 6 stone ceremonial jars were nearby, and Jesus told the servants to fill them with water. And they obeyed him, and they filled them to the brim. Then Jesus told them to draw some of what was the water, what they thought was water, out and take it to the master of the ceremony. This could have brought the bridegroom or his father real dishonour if it had only been water. But when the host tasted the water, it tasted of wine, and not just any wine, but the absolute best wine they'd ever tasted. The wedding was saved! Yes! Now, this was Jesus' first miracle, and it's believed that he performed around about, or just over 30 miracles during the time that he was living here on the earth. And when things were going wrong for people, he turned disaster into something better than we could ever imagine. And when he was being crucified on the cross, and we thought that that was just the very worst ever day in the whole wide world, God performed his miracles. There were 3 hours of darkness that covered the whole land. The veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom, and that was about 60 feet. Or about 20 metres in new money, if you want to call it that. So it was a huge, huge veil that tore from top to bottom. And there was a mighty earthquake. But the greatest miracle of all was when Jesus rose from the dead, forgiving us for our selfishness towards God, what the Bible calls sin. The miracle in today's wedding... You're on the money on that, aren't you? You really are listening. But the miracle was unexpected for Jesus. He showed his power and revealed his glory. His disciples saw this and believed in him. So let's raise our glasses and make a toast to Jesus and to say to Jesus. So let's raise our glasses and give a toast to Jesus. To Jesus!